Hi, I'm Sherry Fulcher, Regional Inspector General, here with Tom Salmon and Assistant Inspector General for Audit Services. We're going to talk about OIG's work looking at the security of consumer information on the federalhealthcare.gov website, as well as two state health insurance marketplaces, Kentucky and New Mexico. Tom, why did OIG do these reviews?
Well, we did these reviews to determine whether marketplaces protected sensitive applicant information. It's critical that personally identifiable information, which we call PII, be secure.
What did you focus on in these reviews?
We reviewed the safeguards designed to protect sensitive data used by the marketplaces. We checked to see if the marketplaces implemented these safeguards according to federal requirements.
How did you test the security safeguards?
As explained in our summary report, we use a variety of testing methods. For example, we use specialized tools that help detect potential security risks and vulnerabilities. We also looked at security assessments done by the federal and state agencies that oversee the marketplaces. We checked to see if these agencies fixed the vulnerabilities they identified.
So what did you find?
Well, we found that at the time of our reviews, the federal and state marketplaces generally protected PII, but could improve some security controls to minimize vulnerabilities.
Tell us about what you found at the federalhealthcare.gov website.
The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, operates healthcare.gov. At the time of our review, we found that CMS had taken steps since the October 1 launch of healthcare.gov to lower the security risks associated with the healthcare.gov systems and consumer data. However, we also found that CMS needed to improve its processes for testing the security of the marketplaces.
What about the security of the Kentucky and New Mexico marketplaces?
We found that the responsible agencies there implemented security controls to prevent marketplace website vulnerabilities, but they can still improve their security controls.
Did CMS and the states agree with OIG's findings and recommendations?
Overall, CMS, Kentucky, and New Mexico agreed. OIG provided federal and state officials with detailed information and recommendations to fix vulnerabilities.
Anything else?
Protecting consumers' personal information is crucial. OIG will continue to examine the security of information systems used by the new Affordable Care Act insurance marketplaces.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.